The first annual Hunter Mountain Film Festival in Greene County gets underway Thursday. I spoke with co-director Michelle Peacock about what's in store.
I grew up here, so we still have a house here. And my kids are all in the industry, and we actually put a film together back in 2012, and we went on some festival circuits. And attended some festivals, and we said to ourselves, hey, we could definitely do this and do it better. So my kids, Trevor and Tatum, are the co-founders of the festival. They're the ones that implemented the festival. They have their own thoughts about how the festival should be and how filmmakers should feel when they come into a film festival. So it was their idea to start a film festival. And this is where their grandparents live. This is where they've spent summer. So everybody said, yeah, for sure, Hunter Mountain. The focus is for filmmakers of all genres, all themes. It's not just about the outdoors and the mountains. It's about great, serious filmmakers.
This is the latest film festival to launch in the region. Peacock, a talent agent, says the festival is about honoring the skill of filmmaking and connecting independent artists, providing an opportunity to share, learn, communicate, and network over the three-day festival.
This is more grassroots. I think that we're really taking a lot of locals. There's so many locals that are in the industry. We have over 24 guest speakers that are on panels, and it's about a place that you can go and not feel corporate. It's a place you can go and network and easily available to, you know, have conversations with producers and directors. We're making sure that that all happens, that it's not getting lost in translation, so to speak. The events that we're having are so that everybody can mingle together and network. It's really about the filmmaker, making the filmmaker really appreciate the process that they made an incredible film, and, you know, that now they're attending a film festival that actually honors them and that they feel respected and honored. And that's what we're really, that's how we're different. It's not so much about the commercial film. It's about making the filmmaker that's on their journey feel that this was a safe place and a place that they really networked and a place that they were able to really fulfill a lot of goals that they had for themselves.
She highlights just a few of the films on tap, including a documentary about Academy Award-winning actor Olympia Dukakis called Olympia. Actor Anthula Katsimatidis is the producer and will conduct a Q&A after the film.
We also have a highlight will be our Harley Davidson event. That's happening on Saturday, where the Harley Davidsons are holding an event starting in Woodstock. They're going to be riding their motorcycles. It's the same route that Cannonball Run used. And they'll go all the way from Woodstock to Hunter, where they will then, you know, stop and come in and watch Walter's Ride, which is a Harley Davidson movie. That's on Saturday at 1:00. And then they'll watch White Knuckle, another Harley Davidson movie. And then after that, they'll be greeted with a meet and greet with Orange's new Black star, Hunter Emery.
Bill Nugent, who owns Woodstock Harley Davidson in Kingston, was one of the three riders captured in White Knuckle. He will lead the ride from Woodstock Harley to Hunter. Riders with motorcycles of all types and years are invited to participate, and the festival will hold a gala award ceremony Saturday night at Catskill Mountain Club at Hunter Mountain Ski Resort.
There we will be honoring a Rising Star Award recipient, Hunter Emery of Orange is New Black, as well as Betty Aberline is our Lifetime Achievement Award recipient. So we're so excited to be honoring both of them, who are just incredible actors and just great people who represent so much of the balance that you want with an actor. You know, they just give back.
The awards dinner also will honor filmmakers with the Peacock Awards for Best Feature Film, Short Film, Documentary, Web Series, and Student Film, along with Best Actor, Actress, and Director. Some of the festival's films were shot at least in part locally, such as a feature called The Ranger.
The climax shot was done actually at the Hunter Mountain Fire Tower, so that's pretty cool.
There are several panels in store, including sessions with actors, producers, and talent agents. As for how the film festival may expand,
we already are in talks of it becoming a film and music festival. So that's already in the works for next year.
She says thoughts about tying in a concert have nothing to do with the Mountain Jam Music Festival moving this year from Hunter Mountain to the Bethel Woods Center for the Arts in Sullivan County.
We, are planning on growing the film festival each year. We were approached, and we're in the talks now of adding the music part. So it wasn't, we didn't set out to say, oh, we're going to, do this to fill the void of the Mountain Jam. You know, this was just something that's different than anything the Mountaintop's ever seen. And that's what we want to bring, is probably a Coachella vibe to the next film festival next year. Yeah, we have a lot of great ideas, like bonfires and, shamans retreats and like yoga and, like a little village setup, so to speak. Like there's a whole bunch of different ideas circulating. We're trying to make those arrangements for next year.
She declined to elaborate about the concert edition, citing ongoing talks. The first Hunter Mountain Film Festival kicks off Thursday. Film screenings begin at 10 a.m. with an opening ceremony in the evening that includes the screening of A Bread Factory Part 1, starring Tyne Daly. Part 2 screens Friday. It's the story of The Bread Factory, a community arts center in a small town told in two films. The festival runs through May 18th. Films from across the country will be screened at the Doctorow Center for the Arts in Hunter and the Orpheum Film and Performing Arts Center in Tannersville. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.